One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello everyone, welcome to Daily News, Redmen TV. I'm Ross Challenger, this is Tom Dutton. Last time we did the news show, Tom, we had a lovely little backdrop, we had the beach, we had our shoes off.
Yeah.
We're back in the studio.
We are back in the studio. There is no straw on my face this time though, so thank you everyone for commenting on that.
Good to be back, safe, and we had our boss time at Liverpool, our world champions, of course. This video is brought to you in association with Redmen TV. We have loads of exclusive content out on there, interviews with Emil Heskey, Lucas Leiva, Jordan Henderson, Jurgen Klopp. If you want to get some money for Christmas or you want to go and try it for your 3 month, head over to redmentv.com, recommend it to a friend, go and enjoy yourself. Loads of content out weekly. You get your weekly final word on there as well, which you don't get, which normally goes on YouTube, and loads of Liverpool games coming up, so you get your full hit of Redmen content.
There you go.
Go and give it a go. But you are here for some news. Liverpool team bewildered at FIFA decision. I didn't realise this was a thing until I read it this morning, but FIFA prevented Liverpool from properly celebrating with those who came out to support in Qatar. A number of Liverpool players were left bewildered by FIFA as the World Cup governing body stopped Jurgen Klopp and his team from celebrating a World Cup victory with fans in Qatar. So basically, they won the trophy and they weren't allowed to go around the outside of the pitch. Apparently, Jurgen Klopp tried to do it and he got ushered by a FIFA representative and basically just told him to get back on the pitch.
This is mad to me, Ross, because I've got video evidence. Maybe I should hand it into FIFA. Video evidence of the opposition fans,
like that's called Flamengo,
Flamengo fans and their players were able to celebrate together. So Flamengo players, obviously, after they'd won their or got their medals, they were able to jump over the barriers and properly celebrate. Liverpool players had to just walk around the inside of the pitch. I mean, it's fine, but you've seen at the end of other finals that Liverpool players have been able to go over to the fans, show appreciation for people who've travelled and spent a lot of money there to go and see the team, to go and support the team. You can understand why the players were a bit upset. I think they put in a complaint, although they haven't made their own official statement on it. I think we just forget about it. It doesn't really fully matter, but surely you want to celebrate with your fans. That's what the whole thing's about.
Yeah, I think the celebrations were kept quite calm as well. I think obviously you saw the celebrations. There's loads going around on Twitter at the moment, but then it was heads down, back on the plane, back home to England.
We've got Leicester, Ross.
Exactly.
We've got Leicester coming up, and that's maybe bigger than the final. Genuinely, if we beat Leicester, it's 13 points ahead. If we lose against Leicester, it's 4 points ahead. That's a massive, massive game, that.
Yeah. Anyway, the big news, or not so big news, a bit of a dampener, actually. Kylian Mbappe is too expensive for Liverpool, apparently, according to Jurgen Klopp. According to the Telegraph, Liverpool's ultimate ambition is to pry Mbappe away from Paris either in January or in the summer window. The Reds reportedly tried to sign him in the days at Monaco, but PSG eventually won the race, seems by coughing up a staggering £130 million. Not a lot of that, actually, is it? It doesn't look like we'll try and sign the Frenchman again, nevertheless, with Klopp suggesting he would cost too much money. Kylian plays for PSG. He laughs. Griezmann's joined Barcelona. Obviously, you know how good our team is. We'd like a French player, but some of them are too expensive for us. This is one big surprise for a lot of people, will it, Tommy? He's a very, very good footballer. You're probably talking £200 million plus. But there's also, I'm on the bandwagon of, we didn't buy anyone in the summer. We've got loads of money. We won the Champions League.
I don't want him. Let me know your opinion in the comments. I don't want him. He's cost too much money. Wages are going to be too much. We literally just signed Minamino for 7.25 mil.
Which means we have even more money for Mbappe.
No, we don't. That means we don't need Mbappe. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, yes, Mbappe is fantastic. I understand it. But also, what's the point when you can find hidden gems like that? Why are we spending loads of money on someone who's probably going to come in with a massive ego, might disrupt the harmony of the squad? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe he won't. But I think he will. He'll disrupt the harmony in that squad for me. It's just not worth doing. And yeah, we say ultimate ambition. Just because it's your ambition doesn't mean you're going to go and do it. Yes, you might want to sign the best striker, young striker in world football, but why do that, like I say, when you can get Minamino for pennies compared to that? And he's got more of a hunger, a desire to go and fight for your team. That's my opinion. Let me know yours in the comments, obviously.
I don't think I could convince you to change your mind on that one, am I?
No, no one's going to convince me, but that's what a debate's about.
You're wrong. Alex Oxlade Chamberlain injury update. Not so much of an update, this, to be honest with you, but obviously he was forced off in a final. Being there, it was absolutely horrific. Yeah. The way that he went down, he kind of did like a half crawl, looked up at the bench.
Yeah.
I just actually really feel so sorry for him. He's such a nice fella. His recovery has been impeccable. The way he supported the likes of Bruce when he was injured as well. It's just been second to none. But Klopp said in his post-match press conference, I spoke with him a second ago. If you see it already on television again, for us, the game was not so easy. He showed me the video, he landed, he gets kicked and rolls over. So it looks like he might have twisted his ankle, which won't be obviously as bad as his injury that he had before. But obviously, waiting for scans, more than likely going to miss Leicester.
Yeah, they probably hurt them. Yeah. They hurt them. As someone who's rolled their ankle a few times.
Yeah, but you fell out of a taxi, you don't play professional football.
Yeah, I may have gone on about it a few times on these shows as well. Anytime anyone rolls their ankle, I like to tell you that story. But no, of course it hurt. It looked like it really hurt. Obviously, he came out. There's a great picture of him, like, stood there with his crutches in the air, with a boot on.
Yeah.
I say great picture, but it's nice to see him in good spirits after it, is what I mean to say. And
he was able to walk off as well, which is the other thing of fearing how bad it was when he actually did it, and then
Don't rush him back. But again, this is great to see how now we've got players like Naby Keita who can come in,
Minamino
who can come in. There are players in the squad who can fulfil that role that Oxlade-Chamberlain has kind of made his own to an extent in the since he's come back and what have you, and especially before that injury. I back him to come back. He'll be a massive part of the back end of the season probably, and probably a Champions League run where he really, really succeeds every time he plays there.
He's going to come on for the final, score a screamer and bring it home.
Oh.
Moving on, Liverpool are England's most successful football club. Liverpool take the lead with FIFA Club World Cup triumph. Puts Liverpool on 44, one ahead of Manchester United on 43. Got to take him where you can.
Absolutely loved this. Obviously, there was a load of talk about the Super Cup that we won, and they were like, oh, that's not a big trophy, blah, blah, blah. Does it count? And there was always, no one knew whether it counted or whatever. It's unanimous now. Everyone knows we are the biggest club in England, bigger than United. I remember, obviously, do you remember Alex Ferguson saying, I want to knock them off the pitch? And for a while, he did that. But we've always been there. We've always been a successful club. And now that we're back on top and United don't look like they're getting anywhere near us, I think that's something that you've got to say that with pride. You've got to say that every time you speak about Liverpool Football Club. Now you go, well, we're the most successful club in England. No one comes near us. No one's going to come near us. And we're going to keep winning trophies. We're going to extend that gap. Forget about getting knocked off the pitch. We're making that pitch so high that people can't get there.
Will be too clear at the end of the season when the Champions League in the Premier League, won't we?
Imagine it.
Fortunately, not the Carabao Cup, though, but who cares? Just one last piece on Joe Gomez. He spoke after the game. I just wanted to touch on this because I thought his performances in that game and of late have been really impressive. But he said, I think in the future, I'm going to look back at this and think that was really special teams to be part of, to be involved in things like this. It's a big blessing. We are trying to make winning trophies a habit. That is what we're trying to do. This is the mindset of the team. Look at it. We don't get a penalty in the last minute. You think our heads might go, but it's the experience. It's in the final world stage. We kept our heads. We kept playing and Bobby pops up. That's the mentality we're trying to build. It's a characteristic. Who knows where it can take us? I thought all that is spot on.
I got distracted by the man's head popping up at the bottom of the screen because you kept scrolling down. Sorry, carry on with what you were going to say.
No, I was going to show you the man.
Well, Joe Gomez is fantastic anyway. I think the way that he's conducting himself, obviously he's been out for a lengthy spell of time with an injury. But you saw it in the final, Ross, when they're pumping balls because they know they can't get anything off of Virgil van Dijk, and he's standing up to it constantly, and especially obviously with the England stuff and what have you could have thought not just the team, like his head could have gone, but he's battled back, and now I think he's probably going to try and stake a claim to be our secondary centre half, battling to play with Virgil van Dijk every single week in the biggest games, because that's where Liverpool are now. We play in the biggest games.
I think there were concerns over his form and coming back, because I think he played the Arsenal game, which he played with kids. There was another game that he played, and obviously he played a centre back with Jordan Henderson against Montreal, which wasn't the best performance.
Yeah.
But it's obviously not his fault when he's playing with Jordan Henderson. It's not Henderson's fault either. Centre back, and the concerns that to come out to the final, like he says, on the biggest stage, to be champions of the world, putting that performance, ultimately gives him confidence going forward, doesn't it? Which is what he needs, because it looks like Lovren and Matip are going to be out for a couple more weeks.
100%, because that was the main thing with me, with him. His performances were good, but it seemed like it took him time to get into the game, and you can't afford that at the top level, but the way that he's been able to, like I say, conduct himself, bring himself back into the team and stand up to the adversity, they literally made him use his whole skill set the other day in that final. He's great in the air, he's great at passing, he's got a great burst of pace, And that's exactly what you want to see from him. And he's a kid, Ross. Yeah. We forget about this. You're talking about kids coming in and, oh, can he deliver? He's delivered now at a top level for quite a few seasons.
The best bit is, on top of all that you just said, was the fact that Flamengo were going down, like, left, right and centre, over the slightest knock.
Yeah.
Like, we were getting pissed off in the stands. Oh, too but as a footballer, you have to keep your head. Yeah. And at such a young age, you know, it's very hard to do. But, so, yeah, fair play to him. Simon, some comments, please.
Yes, so we have got... Super chat. So Ben Pryor says, "Happy Christmas! Thanks for all the content this year. You're welcome, Ben. Thanks very much.
Thank you, mate."
And the Invader 97 asked us when Klopp's press conference is for Leicester. I just looked it up, and it's 9:30 tomorrow morning UK time.
Oh, Ross will be all over that. He was hoping for a lion tomorrow, but he's going to have to do all the content on Twitter.
Cheers, Jürgen.
It's Christmas Eve. So then there's a few on Mbappe. So Boo Ryder says, "We are not Real Madrid or City or United yet. We can't afford these big price tag players. The question is, do we need them? I say no."
Well, yeah, you say that, and I agree with you. We don't, like, we're not them in terms of monetary value, but we're there in terms of football and ability, and we've done it in a different way. Yes, we've bought big name players. Obviously, we bought Van Dijk, we bought Alisson, we bought Fabinho in there. We've paid a lot of money for a lot of players, but I don't want to see us going out and spending that much money on a player. I don't want to see that. At all. I don't know your stance on it, Ross. Maybe you have a different viewpoint.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
No, I
get your argument, but I think, you know, when you buy Mbappe, it's not a traditional Liverpool signing, like you said, but I think you get all the stuff with that of, you know, the Nike deal, just put that aside a second, but the shirt sales that he'll bring in, the attraction it'll bring from France. Yeah, but he's bringing money in as well.
We're bringing money in by winning trophies.
And he's a quality footballer. Yeah, no, but you do both. Think of the planning in 2-3 years' time when you don't have, you know, Mane, Salah, Firmino, once they've moved on, who have you got next? Who are you putting that pressure on to step up and do that? You've got someone who's a world-quality forward who is a natural finisher, probably the best natural finisher in his age group in world football.
Elliot, Minamino.
They're the same as Mbappe.
They could be.
What?
I'm not, yeah, in
that. He's proven,
yeah, of course he has. But again, do we then have to change our style of football to fit him into the team?
Yeah.
Possibly. All right, where is he going to do the same job as Bobby Firmino in that centre-forward role? Are you going to play him out on the wing?
You're not getting your Christmas card at this rate. Calm down.
No, I appreciate the argument. I'm sure there's a lot of people who share the exact same view as you, and you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Same way I'm not wrong. Let's leave it at that.
If we're leaving it at that, we haven't got too many more comments then, because everyone's been arguing about Mbappe.
Oh no, keep them coming.
All the comments have been having the same I've got a couple of the sides here. So Tin says, "I agree with Tom. Mbappe not worth the money and isn't worth breaking our wage structure for.
That's one for me.
Klopp make stars rather than buying them." But then Zebek HD says, "Do people not realise Mbappe's age? We could get 5 years out of him and then resell him for the similar price that we pay."
Okay, that's one for Ross. We're Jordan. Look, everyone's going to have different opinions. What really matters is whether he fits into the team. And maybe he will. Maybe he'll fit fantastically on that left-hand side and he'll score loads of goals, which if we got him, I'm sure he would. He's a fantastic player, as you say. I just don't see the point. No. I really don't see the point in boosting our wage structure and making our wage structure.
The wage thing is a big thing. If it ruins that, don't do what Man City. Don't do what Man United. Don't do what Arsenal. Don't completely ruin your team.
Unless if he's willing to take a pay cut, then 100% get him his hunger back. If you do something with Bobby Firmino, where you say you score a goal, you get paid more, mate. Fine with that. Keep his hunger there. I'm just worried about that because he seems like the kind of player. It doesn't matter. It's the money of the club that I love, and I don't want to see them go down in flames because we've signed this young star.
But it'll look really good, though.
It would look really good on all the posters. Yeah,
okay, we'll leave it there. Me and Tom are going to carry an argument and have a big fight. This is the last news show before Christmas, so thank you all for your support throughout the year. Have a good Christmas. We'll be back post Leicester. Hopefully, we've got another 3 points in the bag. We've got some more content coming out today, the build-up for Leicester, starting 11 for Leicester. Final word for Flamengo.
Let us know. If everyone remembers the first news show, let us know what you got for Christmas and whether it's what you wanted. Because I'll say it. I'll be in the comments and I'll tell you so.
Cool. Right, we'll see you soon. Thank you very much. Ta-ra.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.